Across the nation last night, there were memorial services to remember those who are homeless and died this year. 37 homeless people have died in Baltimore County in 2017. WYPR's John Lee was at a service in Towson last night, a service organizers say is the only one that marked the lives of those who passed.
Forrest Worthington Cox, Jr., 19.
The names of the 37 who died were read aloud at the Homeless Persons Memorial Service at Trinity Episcopal Church in Towson. Their ages ranged from 19 to 69. Megan Goffney is president of Baltimore County Communities for the Homeless.
Our goal is to commemorate the lives of the mothers, the fathers, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, and friends who have paid the ultimate price for our nation's failure to end homelessness.
Wade Pratt is with the organization Prologue, Inc.
I guess I just feel bad knowing so many of these folks are going to go without a service or without anyone really thinking about or caring about.
Pratt knew 10 of the people who died, some of them from drug overdoses or alcohol abuse. Pratt says one thing that would help to lower the deaths of the homeless would be same-day service for people who want help with their drug and alcohol addictions. Pratt says currently it can take days or weeks to get someone help.
And by that time, the person may have fallen back into it, and they're just too messed up to even accept the help at that point.
Jonathan Rudy started playing the mandolin at the service 6 years ago. An elderly homeless man, a World War II vet, had died. One of his few possessions was a mandolin. A few years before his death, Rudy says social workers were able to convince the man to get off the street and come into a shelter.
He became very beloved with all the workers, all the social workers. He helped bring in a lot of other people off the streets, a lot of other vets. A few years later, he passed away, so they wanted to honor him. They wanted someone to play his mandolin, and there's not that many mandolin players around, and that's how they found me.
The services are held throughout the nation on the night of the winter solstice. Cynthia Williams with the Consumer Advisory Council for the Homeless read a prayer written by a member of the council.
Watch over your children on this longest night of the year. Guide them to a place of shelter. Watch over those who have no home to return to at the end of a long and weary day.
After the service, advocates led a procession a block to the memorial wall. It's across the street from the Baltimore County Historic Courthouse. It tallies the number of homeless people who die each year in the county. 37 candles were put on top of the wall in memory of those who had died this year. Linda Lotz is the executive director of Assistance Center of Towson Churches.
These people are part of our community, and they're important to us. They're family, and we treat them with respect and dignity.
At the memorial wall, Fred Weimert read the litany for a long night.
God of all, help to open our minds that we may recognize all people on the earth as your people. God, open our eyes to see and our hearts to care. Thank you all for coming tonight.
I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.